Thank you very much. Greetings from the sunny isles of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And on behalf of the government and peoples of the Bahamas, we look forward to our continued partnership with the FAO and the strengthening of work towards the Sustainable Development Goals and Agenda 2030. The theme for this 42nd conference, Agriculture Food Systems Transformation from Strategy to Action, is most timely, as we must continue to act with the utmost urgency of sustained and meaningful action at all levels to progress accelerators behind the strategies. Since 2019, the Bahamas experienced two food crises in the agri-food system. The first followed the devastation caused by Hurricane Dorian, the worst hurricane experienced in our lifetime that devastated our country physically and resulted in taking two of the three most important economic centers offline in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Two of the most important areas of development were adversely affected by the hurricane, and we saw a combined more than 3.4 billion impact on our overall economy. This was followed a few months later by food issues, and these food issues were exacerbated due to global health pandemic, which we are still experiencing. That exacted similarly more than $3.4 billion impact on our overall economy, and in particular adversely affected our food systems. In both situations, the country's food and agriculture sector were placed in an unfortunate state, and we had to respond to the gaps that both of these crises revealed in our food systems. We would like to applaud the FAO for providing immediate responses to aid during these difficult times. Notably, the swift response in terms of helping us to assess the impact of Hurricane Dorian. And similarly, FAO assisted us in the midst of the pandemic. We had a number of missions that were dispatched to assist us. And as a result, we strengthened the strategic plan that we were already working on as a result of FAO and other multilaterals intervention. The assistance in particular assisted us with technical projects to rebuild rural livelihoods and, as of recent, the inclusion in the Hand in Hand initiative, which will strengthen agribusiness to become resilient. However, as we chart the pathway forward to transforming the agri-food system, the Bahamas is committed to proactively taking an interdisciplinary holistic approach to better production, better nutrition, a better environment, and better livelihoods. Similar to other small island developing states in the Bahamas, we like to refer to ourselves as a big ocean state. The Bahamas recognize that it has limitations in terms of human resources. Therefore, systematic approaches guided by management practices, such as agroecology and integrated agriculture, are key to navigating through the complexities of the food systems. Moreover, ensuring that governing measures are inclusive of private sector stakeholder inputs are developed to reduce the uncertainties of the agri-food environment, and also to manage risk and to prepare for any emergencies that may arise. The government of the Bahamas is in support of the UN Food Systems Summit and has engaged in a series of food systems dialogue within our country. These dialogues have allowed us to listen to the voices of less heard persons who we believe can contribute to transforming our sector and conclude several transformative outcomes that can be game-changing solutions for the Bahamas food system. It is worth mentioning that such game-changing agents are aligned with the FAO cross-cutting accelerators That is the need for technology, research, innovation, and finance. As we seek to further engage women and youth in agriculture and marine sciences to improve the sector, we acknowledge the role of big data collection, biotechnologies, the potential of digital tools such as blockchains for traceability of agro products, digitalization of advisory services, and the importance of geospatial mapping for the research to improve production systems to become sustainable and resilient. Increased investment in areas such as will catapult the Bahamian food system by stimulating job creation in the green and blue economies, thereby strengthening the agribusinesses, encouraging new entrants to the sector, revitalizing the value chain, and supporting its mechanisms to facilitate the increase in local food production and value-added products available in the market. In closing, I would like to thank the technical staff of the FAO for their assistance with past and ongoing projects, the government and people of Italy for hosting this conference. We look forward to the continued collaboration in supporting smallholder farmers and fisher folks in the development of our agriculture and marine industries. Thank you very much.